Hello, it is Saturday, August 10th, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 96, verses 10 through 13, Joshua chapter 19, verses 10 through 39, and Luke chapter 16, verses 16 through 31. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 96, verses 10 through 13. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Joshua chapter 19, verses 10 through 39. The third lot came up for the people of Zebulun according to their clans, and the territory of their inheritance reached as far as Sarid. Then their boundary goes up westward and on to Mareel and touches Dabasheth. Then the brook that is east of Jachnim. From Sarid it goes in the other direction eastward toward the sunrise to the boundary of Chislof Tabor. From there it goes to Dabrath, then up to Japhia. From there it passes along on the east toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Ephkazin, and going on to Rimmon, it bends towards Nea. Then on the north, the boundary turns about to Hanathon, and it ends at the valley of Ephtahel, and Kathath, Nahala, Shimron, Adala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the people of Zebulun according to their clans, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar. For the people of Issachar, according to their clans, their territory included Jezreel, Chesuloth, Shinnim, Hapharim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabath, Kishon, Ebs, Rameth, in Ganaim, in Hadah, Beth Pazes. The boundary also touches Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beth Shemesh, and its boundary ends at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helekath, Hali, Betin, Atshapha, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, it touches Carmel and Shehor-Libnath. Then it turns eastward. It goes to Beth-Dagon and touches Zebulun and the valley of Ephtahel, northward to Beth-Emek and Nail. Then it continues in the north to Kabul, Ebron, Rohob, Haman, Cana, as far as Sidon the Great. Then the boundary turns to Ramah, reaching to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the boundary turns to Hosa, and it ends at the sea Mahalab, Etzib, Ummah, Aphek, and Roeb. 20 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Asher, according to their clans, 3 cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the people of Naphtali, for the people of Naphtali according to their clans, and their boundary ran from Heleph, from the oak in Zanemim, and Adaminakeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lukum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the boundary turns westward to Asnath Tabor, and goes from there to Hokok, touching Zebulun at the south and Asher on the west and Judah on the east at the Jordan. The fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Chinnereth, Adama, Rama, Hazor, Kadesh, Edri, En Hazor, Yiron, Migdal, Horam, Beth Anath, and Beth Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Naphtali, according to their clans, the cities with their villages. Luke chapter 16, verses 16 through 31. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.